me da interés probar.
Was named after a great king of Puri whose name was Narendra from long ago. It is a very sacred place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would often meet and have wonderful, wonderful pastimes. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that the pastimes that took place here at Narendra Sarovar, even Lord Ananta Shesha with his thousand mouths could not describe, even in thousands and thousands of years. Narendra Sarovar is the first place that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas always stop to take their bath when they're first coming into Sri Jagannath Puri. After liberating Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Snan Yatra took place. There Lord Chaitanya saw with great joy with his devotees how Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath were being bathed. His bliss knew no bounds, but the next day his sorrow knew no bounds, because after the Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra are not seen for 15 days by anyone. It is called the Netrotsava, when he first comes again after 15 days of the process of Navayovanam, where the Shavaras, the priests, renovate his body. So Lord Chaitanya, in the sweet mood of love of Srimati Radharani, could not bear even a moment without seeing Lord Jagannath. For him to live in Puri without seeing Jagannath was intolerable. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent a message to Lord Chaitanya that the devotees from Bengal were about to arrive and that it would be to his great happiness to return to greet them all. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took the vow of Chaitra Sannyas. Srila Prabhupada explains, Chaitra Sannyas means when you make a vow to never leave the place where your deity is residing. Even a grihastha can take Chaitra Sannyas if they live with great commitment and determination. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would never leave Jagannath Puri. His devotion to Jagannath was very great. When Lord Chaitanya heard the news that over 200 devotees from Bengal were coming just to meet him and celebrate Ratha Yatra with him, he felt very happy. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was suffering due to the ecstasy of separation, when he heard of reuniting with his beloved devotees, he felt great joy. Through this wonderful incident, we can get some glimpse of the understanding of the nature of the love of the Lord for his devotees. When he came, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met him on the shore of the ocean. And Lord Chaitanya heard that the devotees were coming very soon. When the devotees from Bengal came, the first place they came to was Narendra Sarovar. Here they all took their baths, then they began kirtan. Meanwhile, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was informing King Prataparudra that all these devotees who are all pure associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are coming. Can you arrange some comfortable residential quarters for them to stay? They will be staying in Jagannath Puri for 4 months. during Chaturmasya. King Prataparudra was so eager to meet these devotees, said, please, I want to see them. Just at that time, Gopinath Acharya came into the room and said, Sarvabhauma, King Prataparudra, over 200 devotees from Bengal have arrived. Where are they? They are at Narendra Sarovar. Maharaj Prataparudra said, let us go to the roof of the palace. There we could see them. From the roof or the terrace of the palace of Maharaj Prataparudra, Narendra Sarovar could easily be seen. When King Prataparudra saw these devotees, he was astonished. He asked, please tell me who they are. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, even I do not know who they are. But Gopinath Acharya, he is from Navadvip, he knows who they are. So Gopinath Acharya began to explain. King Prataparudra said, who are these two men with the garlands? Gopinath Acharya said, that is Govinda and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Govinda was the servant of Ishwarapuri. He was sent by his Guru Maharaj in his last days to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the rest of his life. And this other person is Swarup Damodar Goswami, the personal secretary, most intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose glories of pure love of God cannot be spoken enough. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally sent them with garlands and sandalwood to greet each devotee. And he asked him, who is that person they are about to garland? Gopinath Acharya said, that is Advaitacharya. It is by his mercy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended into this world. And then he began to explain all the different devotees. King Prataparudra's heart was melting in great ecstasy just to see these devotees and hear their glories. King Prataparudra began to extol with great enthusiasm, I have never ever seen such effulgence on any human beings. What is this effulgence? Each of these associates, they are more effulgent than thousands and thousands of suns. And I have never, ever heard such melodious kirtan. How they are chanting the holy name so sweetly. I have never seen anywhere such beautiful, graceful dancing. And never have I ever witnessed such pure, genuine love for Krishna. King Prataparudra was astonished. Srila Prabhupada explains, being the king of Puri, Maharaj Prataparudra was quite accustomed to seeing many, many Sankirtan groups coming to this holy place, but never had he ever seen such a graceful, beautiful, effulgent, loving kirtan as those of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He asked, what is this kirtan? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, this kirtan is the personal creation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is called Prem Kirtan. The kirtan of pure, unalloyed love for Sri Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Avatar. He has descended into this world specifically for the purpose of presenting to the world the Yuga Dharma. The only means by which anyone can achieve the highest levels of love of Krishna is through the congregational chanting of the holy names. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most merciful gift to the entire world. And those who are intelligent will take this gift as their life and soul. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangopanga Shaparashanam Yagyai Sankirtanapuraya Janti Vishyamera Shaha. Those who in this age of Kali Yuga have good intelligence They will worship the Supreme Lord who comes in his beautiful form of Sri Gaurasundara, along with his associates and paraphernalia. And how will they worship him? Through the congregational chanting of the holy names. And those who are not intelligent and who are most unfortunate, they will not take to the chanting of the holy names.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.